Here's your midday brief for Thursday, July 29th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. The government says the U.S. economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, grew at a 6.5% annual rate in the second quarter. The expansion was powered by business reopenings and government aid. The economy's size has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. But the GDP growth was smaller than economists had expected, and growth is expected to slow in coming months, with COVID-19 variants and materials and labor disruptions clouding the outlook. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Global is considering going private in order to placate authorities in China and compensate investors for losses incurred since the company listed in the U.S. last month. Didi went public in the U.S. in late June at $14 a share and raised around $4.4 billion in its IPO. But its stock soon plunged following a crackdown by China's cybersecurity regulator. Be prepared to shell out more money for ice cream, beer, and bottled water. Food and drink companies, including Nestle, Anheuser-Busch, and Danone, all say that sales are rising as key markets rebound from the pandemic, but that the recovery is also leading to rapidly increasing costs for ingredients, packaging, and transport. And talk about stepping up! U.S. gymnast Sunisa Lee has won the all-around competition in women's gymnastics at the Tokyo Olympics. The U.S. thus retains the women's all-around gold medal, a crown it's held since 2004, but which was suddenly up for grabs after the stunning departure of the world's top gymnast, Simone Biles. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.